Okay, so we continue in the Chazon Ish on page 46. The share was started as a schos for Nila Neshama for Chaim Eloz Ben Shemeshinari Yisrael, be a schos for Dave's father, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Zion, and should be a schos for Fushlema of Chaim Deb Ben Arachel and Chanalei Ben Shein Arachel, and a schos for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So now he transitions a little bit. We talked about that a person with improper midos is going to have difficulty in being kind of chachma, and we said a number of reasons why that is. Now he's going to talk about how a person is misaking his midos. So he says like this: Shlerish tikkun midos, the foundation or the main principle involved in rectifying the negative traits that you have is husur meira, is turning away from evil. So he says, practically, it's easier for a person to go and do something good. It's very difficult to turn away from evil. Therefore, there are people who are ready to give every last ounce that they have to help others, individuals as well as the community. But they are very short tempers and very sensitive. When someone criticizes them, when someone offends them, even in a minor manner, they become completely enraged, completely infuriated. And they're ready to fight. They're ready to strike the other person. Woe to the person who starts up with them. So his point here is that in order to rectify your midas, you're going to have to do the harder action. The harder action is not to do good. There's many people that when there's a chesed that's needed, or there's some positive action that's needed for the community, Makam Sheinish, there's plenty of Makam Sheinish people. However, the problem is, or the harder ask is, not to do something to hold back from doing something that you are very tempted to do. And this applies whether it's a taiva, this applies whether it's a good piece, a juicy piece of Lashon Hara. And in the example he gives, he says it applies by insults. He says you have people that are ready to run and give every last ounce that they can to help the community. Whatever it is, raise money, chesed, hatzala, whatever the example might be. And yet, they are super sensitive and they get upset and offended. And even the slight amount of criticism, slight words that don't agree with them. Why? Because that's the sur meira, that's controlling your temper, that's controlling your feelings. And that's very difficult to do. So the kumva, I say, they're ready to do, it's very easy for them. But the sur meira is very, very difficult. And it's very hard for them, and he says, to the point where they become complete, they lose their mind. That's how angry they get. And unfortunately, we see this by many, many people. You like sometimes see someone who is a big Talmid Chacham, he can learn, and then suddenly you see the guy midos, and like you see, there's really something lacking there. And that's because the Sur Meira is much harder than the Asay Toif. It's impossible to feel respect, admiration, or even to give kavod to this person, even though he's involved in the needs of the community. Right? So you lose respect for such a person. You see someone that completely loses his mind, completely erupts at other people. You lose respect for that person, even if they're dedicating their lives in a positive way to helping the tzibur, but you it's very hard to have respect for such a person. Why? And the answer is, or the reason why we don't give much credence to his positive actions is because we say that comes naturally to him. He's a helper. You know, you have guys who love to be involved in chesed. You have guys that love to speak. You have guys that love to go on hatzalah calls. Every type of chesed, any type of communal need, you always have people. So that comes naturally to them. So they don't necessarily get major amount of credit. I don't want to say they don't get credit, but they don't get a major amount of credit because they didn't have to work on themselves. They came naturally to them. So, but he enjoys it, right? He enjoys whatever positive achievement he's doing, whatever accomplishment he's getting. Generally speaking, he likes when people admire him, that He says the Chazanish says it's not purely altruistic most of the time. So most of the time, you know what, people feel good when other people recognize them and they look good in the eyes of others. So yes, that may not be the main motivation, but it's definitely in there somewhere. He says, yes, people benefit from him, but mishubach, and he's praised and glorified. But it's in a way that you praise a valuable object, because he, this person, is a valuable asset. What do you mean? You praise a valuable object. Not for any quality, it didn't achieve anything, but it has an inherent quality. For example, he says, you look at a valuable painting. The painting itself didn't accomplish anything. What are you valuing? You're valuing the painting, the quality of the painting, not any accomplishment that the painting itself did. You admire a work of what's it called? Architecture, right? A beautiful building. So again, the building didn't do anything. You're just marveling at the building itself. He says, similarly, what are you praising the person? He says, even if he's doing it for selfish reasons, but you're admiring the quality of the person. Look, that this guy has instincts that are pushing him to benefit others. Avomalal ish. He says, but you want to know what the true praise is? Is when a person uses a seichel, and that's the reward for a chacham who worked on himself to push down his natural tendencies. Person shouldn't take pride for actions that come to him naturally. So it's basically, says the Chazanish, you have two guys. You have a guy that naturally scores a 95 on a test without studying because Hashem gave him those types of brains. And then you have a guy who worked, 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 and he even got a 92. He didn't even get a 95. But he put in so much effort, it was so much harder for him. Obviously, who is the greater accomplishment? He says, so you don't go by the test score. You don't look at who is necessarily benefiting the community. You don't look at the achievement itself, but rather you look at what effort was put in to get there. And therefore, if you see someone that perfected his midos, that worked on Sur Meirah, we have a lot more respect and admiration for that person than someone who is an Asei Toiv, because it's very likely that the Asei Toiv came naturally to him and there's ulterior motives involved. He feels good. It makes him feel good. It's something that he's motivated to do. You want to know what, and again, he's not putting it down, Chas V'Shalom. He's saying, yes, of course, you have admiration for such a person, because at the end of the day, it's still a choice that the guy made to put his koiches into something positive. But you want to have even more respect for a chacham, someone who overpowers his natural tendencies, someone who goes against his nature. That's someone that, says the Chazanish, you have more respect for. And here he's just going to end off. It's a little bit long, but he has it's a quick story. I'll move quickly through it. He says, "Ma'aseh b'chassid echad." There was a story with a chassid shezman ayrech l'sayd atzal b'Shabbos. He invited a guest over to his meal for Shabbos. V'beisayd k'ra hichino b'libam kabbalas p'nei ayrech. The members of his household were ready to greet the guest. Right? So Friday night, they invited this guy to the meal. And the family itself loved having guests. They were looking forward to it. But the person in the community who was in charge of assigning guests to each house, he didn't know that this chassid invited this guy. He sent him to someone else. So when this chassid gets home from shul, he couldn't find the guest. He comes home alone. When the family hears that there's no guest, they got very depressed. But the chassid tells them, says a guest is not like an object that we're doing a business transaction with. He says, you wonder why I feel bad? I feel bad because I just want to make sure that the guy's not hungry. I want to make sure that the guy has what to eat. Musud Shab is a place to eat a meal. But to me, it's the same. Beautiful idea. He's saying, I don't care if the mitzvah is done through me or through someone else. You want to know what I care about? I care about making sure that that guy has a meal. The family was selfish. They wanted the enjoyment. They wanted the good feelings that they had from having Ayreach over. So if they lost out on that, even though it's a mitzvah, but if they lost out on that, there was a selfish depression, a bad feeling. The chassid, however, had it the proper way. I want to make sure the guy has a meal. Do I care if it's by me or by someone else? No. And my only concern is that he should have a meal. Loichein menaschelkom shel dalas am. This is not the attitude of people who have not developed themselves, meaning who have not worked on themselves. If he likes doing good, There still can be resentment. He's not pleased to see others doing his work. Meaning that if you have a guy who he loves, let's say he's a guy by tzedakah. He loves to collect tzedakah. I pick an organization he loves for achnasas. And then he wakes up one morning late and he sees someone else started the collection without him. Infuriates him. Why? Because it was never about the tzedakah. It was about him. It's about him. Yes, it was a beautiful thing that he was doing. Achnasas is about him. It's about me feeling good that I'm doing it. But if you really worked on yourself, it doesn't matter who does it, as long as it gets done. You really work on yourself, then it's not a selfish action of doing good. It's rather, it's I worked on myself that I just want the kala and the chasen to get the money. Do I care if it comes about through me or through someone else? Not only that, I give a shkoyach. Great that you did zrizus and you went and started the action before me. And this applies so many parts of our life. It's a beautiful lesson. It's something that we have to think about. Is that what really, when we go and do something good, what's our real motivation? And if we're going to feel bad that it's not getting done by us, then that means that there's a negative motivation in there. But if we're happy that it's being done, regardless of whether it's us or someone else, then that is a sign that we're doing it for the right reasons. We really have to stop and ask ourselves, what's the reason why? What's our underlying motivation why we do things? A beautiful, beautiful idea about it, Chasidish.